Well, good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Our story that we've just heard is about a man who asks to be made clean. So I want to think for a minute about being clean. Who had a wash this morning? Really glad to see so many hands. And, you know, who put on clean clothes to wear to come out? Again, I think most people did, because it's not very nice, is it, putting on dirty, sort of stained clothes to go out? And so we tend to find something that's, you know, fresh and clean. So maybe something not quite like this. It's got a bit muddy. Kind of dropped it outside and it all got a bit muddy. Have any of you ever had clothes that have got this dirty and muddy? Oh my word. Ben, what is it that makes your clothes really muddy? Cleaning out the chickens. Yeah, I can imagine actually we've got chickens and in fact I think it was probably the chicken mud that this fell in. So when you've cleaned out the chickens and you've come back and you've got something like this, and I expect your mum looks and says, "Oh, that's fine, you can wear that again tomorrow, Ben." Yeah. Does she? No? Actually, no, of course she doesn't, because you don't want to go out in that, do you? So I would imagine what your mum does is she takes it and she puts it straight in the bin, and she goes out and buys another shirt. No? What does she do? Ah, clever. And how's she going to make it good again? Washing it. Because I think those are our options, really, aren't there? We can wear it just as it is, and, you know, hope that no one notices. We can wash it, and then it's clean to wear the next time. Or we can chuck it out and go and buy a new one. Now, who here would wear it like this? Really good to know. Who would wash it? Excellent. So nobody would just chuck it away and just go and buy a new shirt? Maybe the odd one, if it's chicken dirt. But basically, yes, yeah, something like this. It's a bit of mud. It washes off. But I've got another shirt here. This is a bit worse. I know. I mean, you can see somebody's had a pen in the pocket and it's leaked and all that ink's gone everywhere and it's all dried out. I think that's curry. That could be blood. It could be ketchup. Oh, this paint. Yes, of course, because I used this to paint the kitchen. That was probably about 6 months ago, so I don't suppose the paint's going to come out now. I don't even want to think about what that is. But, yeah, it's not in a great condition, really, is it? And it's got a bit spoiled and damaged. And I'm not sure what I should do. Do you think it's okay if I were to wear this to church? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that bad, is it? Or I could wash it and maybe hope that everything comes out. Or I could actually get rid of it. Who would wear it? I don't believe you. Who would wash it and hope that it's going to come clean? And who would actually say, you know what, I think this is beyond it and it's time to chuck it out? Yeah. I think I would as well. Some things get so damaged and so spoiled that actually they're only fit for throwing out. And that's where we come to our story, because I think that's probably a little bit how that poor man suffering from leprosy felt, that he was so damaged and so spoiled that actually he was only fit for being chucked out. Because that's kind of what happens with leprosy. Leprosy is a really, really serious disease. I don't know if you know how it works, but it kind of attacks the nerves so that you don't feel pain. Now, on the face of it, that might sound quite a good thing, because none of us much likes feeling pain, do we? But pain is really useful, because if you've got leprosy and you can't feel anything, there's nothing to stop you reaching out to pick up a pot without realizing that it's been on the stove and that it's red hot. And your skin and your fingers can start to blister and burn, and it would only be when you could smell that or actually see the damage that you would realize what had happened, because you would feel nothing. Something as simple as a tiny stone in your shoe, you wouldn't know You'd carry on walking. It would be fine. You wouldn't feel it. Until you got blisters or ulcers and they got infected. And again, probably the smell would tell you that something was very, very wrong. And that's the thing with leprosy. When something gets so damaged, it's often not until it's beyond repair that you know that something has gone wrong. Quite often, people get so badly hurt that there's very little they can do. And lepers can lose their fingers and their toes because actually, you know, they've just got so diseased and so infected that they can't be healed. I've been going to get some pictures, actually, of what leprosy looks like, and I looked online, and, you know, they're horrid. They're so awful. I looked, and I thought, I don't want to put pictures of poor people like that up in church for us to look at, because it just makes you feel quite awful to see what that looks like for somebody. But it affects the skin, the eyes, the joints. Lepers often have lumps and bumps all over their faces. They're often blind. They may have stumps for fingers or toes or even their whole hand. We have medicine now that can halt leprosy. It can stop leprosy getting any worse. But in Jesus' day, there wasn't such a thing. There was nothing you could do if you had leprosy. There was no way to make it go away. It was incurable. And it was contagious. And because you could catch leprosy by touching somebody else who had it, if anybody caught the disease, they were sent away. They weren't allowed to stay in their village. They weren't allowed to stay in their home. They certainly weren't allowed to go and worship in the temple and pray to God. They were cast out and they would have to live apart from society. Nobody touched them. What an unhappy way that must be to live. But they were seen as unclean. And not only did people not want to touch them for risk of catching it, but they really believed that leprosy was a punishment for sin. That actually, if they saw somebody who was that badly injured and disfigured, they would look and think, well, he must deserve it. He must have done something really wrong. And so, again, they would want nothing to do with them. So being a leper meant not only were you ill, but actually you weren't part of society. You couldn't see your family. You couldn't see your friends. You couldn't worship in the temple. You were completely cut off. You were unclean. So in our reading today, a man with this disease, with leprosy, came to Jesus and said to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." I think that's the first really surprising thing in this story. See, the leper doesn't come and say, "Please, can you help me? Can you heal me? Can you get rid of this disease?" He doesn't actually ask anything. But he just makes a simple statement of fact. If you're willing, you can make me clean. He shows great faith. So why didn't he ask to be healed, I wonder? And what's the difference between being healed and being made clean? I think that's what comes to the heart of the story. The leper's statement shows that he does believe that Jesus can heal, but he can do more than that. He can heal the illness, but he can heal him spiritually and socially. He believes Jesus can make him whole again. He can return him to his family. He can return him to his community. He can allow him to go back to work, back to the temple. See, he wasn't just asking for healing. He was asking to be made clean, to be made whole. He wanted to be a whole child of God again. And that's what Jesus did for him. And that's the second surprising thing, because what Jesus did is Jesus reached out and he touched the man. This is the man who was so unclean that nobody would make contact with him. And Jesus touched him. Can you imagine what that must have been like for the leper? He has possibly not had any human contact for years. And this healthy man stretched out his hand and touched him, which was possibly the greatest gift he could ever give him. He touched him with his hand, and he touched him with his love. You see, Jesus doesn't just heal. He makes people whole. So I'm going to come back to these two shirts that I started the talk with. And I want to ask you if sometimes actually you can feel a little bit like either of these, that you can feel that basically you're okay, but a bit grubby, a bit rubbish, a bit like you're in need of sorting out and cleaning up. And the good news is that if we feel like that, Jesus can clean us up. He can do that. And he's willing. And that's what we do when we come to confession. That's what we did this morning. We came before Jesus and said, you know, I'm not really clean through and through, but you can make me right. So when we come to him in faith, his response is always, I am willing. Be clean. But I don't know about you, but have there ever been times where you feel a little bit worse than that? Where you actually feel that you're too unclean, too damaged to even want to come before God? There are times where we come to confession and we say the words, but somewhere deep inside, it's really hard to believe that that forgiveness is for us because we know just how rubbish we've been, just how damaged we are. Does it ever feel like the damage is just too serious? Well, the good news is that Jesus can not only make us clean, but he is willing. He wants and desires to make us whole again. He chooses to reach out and to touch our lives again and again, not just once, but again and again throughout our lives so that we know what it is to be clean. See, it doesn't matter to Jesus what you've done, what you look like, what other people think of you. He loves you. He made you. He knows you. And he wants you to be the child that he made. Nothing and nobody is so dirty, so broken, so unclean that they're beyond God's love. You see, the most powerful and the most contagious thing in the world is not disease. It's not dirt. It's not brokenness. It's God's healing love. The more we follow Jesus, the more we learn to accept that love for ourselves, the more we'll be able to share it with others. As God heals us and cleans us, we can reach out and we can heal others. Because God's love is stronger than dirt, stronger than hurt, stronger than guilt, stronger than sin. And it's contagious. If we let it, God's love will make us clean. It will change us and it will change others. So if you're feeling a little bit like that today, have courage. Have the courage to say to God how you feel. Have the courage to say to him, I know that you can make me clean. Believe me, he's willing. Thanks be to God.
Amen.